Preface to Meditation 15. Jade. One of my favourite stories illustrating something that happens in meditation goes like this. A man wanted to learn about jade. He mentioned it to a friend who said he knew just the person, an expert in jade. So he fixed up a series of lessons, agreed a fee, and went along. The jade expert greeted him with gentle courtesy, showed him into a room which was completely white, even the floor, with just a white chair in the middle. He invited his student to sit down, put a piece of jade into his hands, and said that he would leave and return in a short while, half an hour. Then he came back, took the piece of jade, and arranged for them to meet the next week. The man thought it was a bit odd to start the series of lessons in this way, but recognised that it was only an opening session. Doubtless the teaching would begin next time. Anyway, the following week the same thing happened. He was shown into the white room with the white chair, a piece of jade was put into his hands, and he was left on his own in silence yet again for about half an hour, and so it continued for several weeks, as he got more and more frustrated. One day he met his friend who had made the recommendation, and who asked how he was getting on. "How am I getting on?" he replied angrily. "Here am I, paying good money, and he never says a word. All that happens is he shows me into this white room with this one white chair, puts a piece of jade into my hands, and leaves me there alone in silence for half an hour. And you know, last week he gave me a fake." In meditation, it may well be a shock when this first happens, the penny drops, and we begin to see in and through our distractions, all our ego fakery. The pictures of ourselves, which we thought were real and based a lot of our lives on, start to appear to be not so. They are fake, not the real me at all. The presence of God, which starts to be more clearly available in the silence, gently, and it also appears kindly, begins to disturb us at levels in our inner self we have never seen. When the penny continues to drop, what a relief it can be to see that we no longer need to be like this, like that. That if we will continue to trust that the silence is of a God who loves us more than we can ever dare to hope, we're like prisoners being set free from prisons that have held us captive for long, long years. We are being set free. Truth is setting us free, all by virtue of a constant discipline attached to one little word or sacred phrase. So we recall the constantly repeated teaching about letting go of all things, thoughts, holy notions, imaginations, as they arrive in this time of prayer. They are all falsehoods. The master asked the disciple, "What have you got in your hand?" "Nothing," was the reply. "Well," said the master, "drop it." Welcome to meditation.